So now we'll go back to the regular order of the agenda. And so the next matter on the agenda is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on McSally for Congress, MFC A15-04.
Madam Chair, would you like me to do all the other late submitted documents?
So sure.
That housekeeping matter out of the way. I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document 18-17A, 18-19A. Do we have any other ones?
No, that's all.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. So, Ms. Patience, are you going to give the...
Yes, thank you.
The update today. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to note that we had an audit hearing on this matter in, I just lost the date. Was it
February 8th?
February 8th, where we talked pretty, you know,
correct,
extensively about some of these issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. The Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, for McSally for Congress, MFC, was circulated to the Commission on March 1st, 2018, for a vote. The ADRM includes the draft final audit report, DFAR, which was sent to the Committee and the Commission on October 18, 2017. The ADRM also provides an overview of the committee's responses to the issued DFAR and the audit hearing, which, as we mentioned a second ago, was held on February 8, 2018. In discussion with the commission offices, edits pertaining to finding one, misstatement of financial activity, and finding two, disclosure of occupation name of employer, were recommended for the proposed final audit report. The proposed final audit report will be the next report, which will be circulated after the approval of this ADRM. These edits were circulated to the Commission Secretary Office and all Commissioners' offices on April 11, 2018, from our Office of Compliance. The proposed edits, in part, are as follows. For finding one, we will insert within the proposed final audit report the following. The audit staff maintains MFC should follow the reporting guidance outlined in the campaign guide for congressional candidates and committees regarding the treatment of the two types of transactions discussed above. The campaign guide recommends disclosing voided transactions as negative entries within the identified receipt or disbursement categories. Following such best practices in the future will help ensure that MFC's reported financial activity is in agreement with its bank activity, resulting in no misstatement or reporting discrepancies. Moreover, utilizing these best practices will most likely prevent MFC from receiving the future request for additional information from the Commission's Reports Analysis Division. As for finding two, we will insert a proposed language changes within the proposed final audit report that highlights in part that MFC, quote, explain that it maintained best efforts and filed amended reports, end quote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as you noted, you said that you talked to some offices about this. Thank you for your time. We spoke about this with some people in my office. And the goal was twofold. One, we weren't able to talk about this at the last open meeting because we had to cancel that meeting. And so my interest was in trying to move this forward as quickly as possible because, you know, we've been dealing with this issue for a while, and the audit hearing was in February. So one of the concerns that I had was what you just stated. The committee didn't follow the recommendation of the campaign guide, but the campaign guide states that it's a recommendation. So I wanted to put language in here really for the benefit of future committees to say, yeah, it says it's a recommendation, but if you do it our way, it'll save you a lot of trouble. And we might want to consider, you know, making it even a little bit more clearer in the future for people, but I wanted to let people know that life is easier if you follow this recommendation, even though it's not a requirement. And with respect to the other finding, we didn't think that this was a, you know, it was just listening to counsel in the hearing and his submission. We thought it was more accurate to make the changes to the audit report to more clearly reflect what the committee had done. They had sent out some letters in advance of hearing from audit, and it was a little bit more of a fair representation of, in our view, in what happened. And thank you very much to the audit staff for taking the time to work with us on that. We did try to circulate it within the building to try to get it approved, and it wasn't approved, so here we are talking about it and happy to do so. Does anybody have any comments? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had approved the original report, so I hadn't realized that there were actually issues that concerns that other commissioners had about this.
But we've heard about the concerns at the audit hearing in February, which we spent a lot of time. Those were the concerns that we were addressing in the February audit hearing.
Appreciate it. I thought it was important that if we were going to make changes, that it be done consistent with past practice at an open meeting in the interest of transparency. And I wanted to make sure that we were honoring our longstanding practice as negotiated painstakingly in Directive 70 by, I think, largely by Commissioner Peterson and Commissioner Bowerly's office way back when, that there are sections of the report that reflect the professional judgment of the auditors. And then there are other sections of the report where, obviously, commissioners can express their views and ultimately we approve or don't all of the recommendations. So I wanted to make sure that we were not interfering with the auditors' professional integrity and judgment and their ability to express that in the report. And I've had some conversations with the audit staff. And I'll ask you to confirm publicly what you told me privately, that the changes do reflect your views.
Yes, thank you, Madam Vice Chair. That is correct. These are our views. We feel comfortable with these additions, and they reiterate what has, in our opinion, been stated already, and we are fine with those. Thank you.
And comfortable with it on those terms.
Thank you. As I mentioned, we were prepared to talk about this publicly at the last meeting, but we weren't able to have the meeting, so that's why I tried to do it via tally. And believe me, that audit has never changed anything at our request that they weren't comfortable with. Trust me, we've been, you know, there's many times where we don't agree with them, and we specifically asked them to only make changes that they felt comfortable with, and we would never request anything other than that. So with that, is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair.
Yes, I am going to make a motion, but I also, since you've said it twice now, I just want to state that I had suggested, when it turned out that I was going to have a conflict with the last meeting, that we could have moved the open meeting to the Tuesday when we already had a meeting noticed. And thanks in part to the chair's efficient management of the agenda, the executive's calendar that day, we were completed by lunchtime. So I think we could have done the two items that would have been on the agenda for the open meeting on Tuesday 2 weeks ago. It was your choice to cancel the meeting, and I was okay with
that. Oh, that's unbelievable. That's just really, I'm not going to get into it, you know, but that's just really unbelievable, and we'll leave it at that. It's unbelievable. The public meeting was voted on back in December. I didn't realize you were going to miss the open meeting until Thursday late in the day. And at the last minute, you said, well, we could do it on Tuesday, but we had an extensive executive session agenda on Tuesday,
which we finished by lunchtime.
Well, that's because we had worked, like you said, we worked on a lot of things in advance to try to make it efficient, but there's no guarantee of that. Sometimes it takes a lot longer than we think. And I figured, well, we could do this on tally, as I just said. And that didn't work because you wanted to talk about it in public. But to suggest that because of me, we weren't able to do it that week is really unbelievable. Is there a motion?
There is a motion. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on McSally for Congress, A15-04, I move that we approve the recommendations as set forth in Agenda Document 18-15-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes unanimously, and Steve even voted twice. Thanks, Steve.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Just a parliamentary inquiry. Did the motion include the
capture the edits that were reflected in the email that
the motion as stated did not include.
No, okay.
I thought that the document in front of us already had incorporated that. So let me.
Sure.
I will ask a parliamentary inquiry as to how I can. That was the intent, was to capture the edits that were the edits reflected in a public document.
The edits were reflected in part in the email that was actually sent to the commissioner offices on April 11th. And then we went through some of the proposed edits in detail just briefly ago.
All right. So so if I amended the motion to stay as amended and amended as discussed at the table, since I believe you read all the edits, Ms. Bacious, right? Would that work?
You say what's the objection?
Just to highlight, finding two, we did not read all the edits. We just gave an overview of it. We did not go in detail.
All right. Well, it was intended to incorporate those edits, and if without objection, I would like it to be interpreted that way. Does that work?
Yes. Yes. OGC says yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner Peterson.
Sure.
Yep. Thank you.